Welcome to Money Control Alpha, the podcast that gives you the extra edge in investing. I'm Mahalakshmi, and I'm going to talk to you about PVR INOX, which announced its results earlier this week. PVR INOX, the largest exhibition company in India, reported a net consolidated loss of 333 crore, widening its loss of 153 crore in the same quarter last year. This bigger loss was because of exceptional expenses, including impairments and some merger-related expenses. Its revenue from operations came in at 1,143 crore, a sharp climb from the same period last year. Over the course of FY23, the company witnessed a robust recovery despite the underperformance of Hindi movies and significantly less number of releases from Hollywood in the previous year. That's because the exhibition business witnessed strong growth driven by exceptional performance of regional cinema, increase in ticket prices, and substantial increase in food and beverages sales. The year gone by was the first full year of uninhibited operations for the exhibition industry after the pandemic. Even then, the occupancy for PVR INOX has not come up to pre-COVID levels yet. As all of us know, the movie theater or the exhibition industry was the one industry that was most disrupted because of the pandemic and has taken the longest time to recover. That is because the industry not only suffered because of people not visiting movie halls, but also because of the rise of OTT platforms like Amazon Prime, Hotstar, and Netflix, which have emerged as very popular entertainment channels. The quality of original series and movies that they put out are great, and they're obviously cheaper options, so all of us love them. The other problem, and this is not a new problem for the theatre industry, is that their fortunes are dictated by the kind of movies that get released in the market. If a movie is a hit, then theatres mint money, but if it's a flop or there are simply lesser number of movies getting released, their revenue gets impacted. As I said earlier, last year was bad for Hindi movies, but regional movies saved the day for PVR INOX. For the record, the Hindi box office collection stood at 997 crore in the last quarter, while non-Hindi box office collection stood at 1292 crore for the quarter. Exactly what Ajay Bijli, managing director of PVR, articulated post-results. He said, two major factors marred the industry in FY23, underperformance of Hindi films and less number of Hollywood releases in the previous year. But then he struck an optimistic note saying both will ease out in FY24. And he also said the recently culminated merger with INOX will act as a key milestone for PVR. And the integration process was proceeding smoothly and that he was very confident of achieving operational synergies of 225 crore over the next 12 to 24 months. Besides, he said the company plans to open about 150 to 175 more screens in FY24, while it will be closing down 50 screens, meaning a net addition of 100 to 120 screens. Currently, the company has about 1,680 screens in all. So even in these times, the company has a growth mindset, which is a good thing. But here is what we need to really think carefully about. PVR INOX has multiple things going against it. Why do I say this? On one hand, it is the largest player in the business after the merger of PVR and INOX. And this group has really perfected the exhibition business, which gives it what several analysts say, the pricing power. But the problem is, a company being the largest in the business and having pricing power are really two different things. The real question is, how much can you really leverage your heft, that is size, or how much pricing power do you actually have? This is what is the problem facing PVR right now. Beyond a point, high ticket prices simply put off people or dampen demand. Today, if you were to think of going out to watch a movie with your family, it will be a bare minimum of 2,500 rupees or so in suburban Mumbai. People will still go out to watch movies because of the entire experience, but the frequency obviously goes down. And then the customer is also constantly thinking about, is this movie worth watching in the theater? None of this actually helps the business. So despite being the biggest player, it may not have much elbow room in terms of pricing from here on, because the pricing lever has already been exploited to the hilt by PVR. For the record, its ticket prices and food and beverages spends are already above the pre-pandemic level, but occupancy is not. That itself tells you a story. The second thing is, the movie pipeline is also shifting towards OTT, not just the audience share, which is actually more disconcerting, because once the big stars come on to the small screen and the big directors start to produce films or originals for OTT and they have found their sweet spot in terms of economics, the overall movie production pipeline will also start to decline. This is a trend that will most likely play out over the next few years. At least that is how it appears right now. So I would say this industry is right in the middle of a transition that is not easy to navigate. In the near term, of course, one stress point is that ad revenues for PVR is still lagging behind. PVR INOX has about 19 minutes of ad inventory per show, of which it is right now consuming only 12 and a half minutes, which is keeping ad revenues depressed to that extent. This may be because the overall ad spends are weak at this point in time. We do not know yet if there is a shift in the preference of advertisers overall. Having said that, one of the reasons for weak margins for PVR is high fixed costs and slow recovery in ad revenue. So if lower ad spends is just temporary, profitability should improve in the coming quarters. The company seems confident of clocking about 6,000 to 7,000 crore in revenue in FY24 and get back to pre-pandemic margin levels. Surely, the synergy benefits, which the management estimates to be around 225 crores over the next 12 to 18 months, will help if it comes through, but we have to wait and watch how things play out. Now coming to the stock. The stock right now trades at a market cap of 14,000 crore roughly, about 2x FY24 sales, which looks fairly reasonable. But if you look at the profitability, it is roughly 6x EV by EBITDA for FY25. And 6x EV by EBITDA for FY25 doesn't really look cheap. But more importantly, this is not really about cheap or expensive. The problem with PVR INOX is that the business is in transition and getting disrupted. And to recall one of Warren Buffett's very famous maxims and quote, when a management with a reputation of brilliance, in this case PVR's management I would think is really good, tackles a business with a reputation of bad economics. This is not a reputation of bad economics, but right now the economics does not look good and we don't know where it is headed. It is the reputation of the business that remains. This is what he says. I'll repeat. When a management with a reputation of brilliance tackles a business with a reputation of bad economics, it is the reputation of the business that remains. Today, unfortunately, the theater business does not seem to display good economics, as I explained. That's all from me today. Have a great evening.